K4KOT testing equipment.
NATZT. In clear.
Well, it's with 8SPW.
This is Kilo Echo 8 Fox Truly Whiskey, Monitor. Kilo Echo 8 Fox Julie Whiskey monitoring to 8 Marie. KF8 UPM testing.
Whiskey Quebec, 8 Single Victor, it's working.
Thank you very much for coming back. KF8, EPM, clear.
What is your call again?
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Bravo, Papa, Mike, Larry in Indian River.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, okay. My call is Whiskey Quebec 8 Tango Victor. I'm in Alpena.
And what was the first name with that?
Name is Q, Hotel Union Golf Hotel.
Thank you very much. I'm just checking out which repeaters I hit with Clark. I just had my ticket about 3 weeks to kind of figure out the ropes.
Yep, Alpena has a repeater too, 146-760.
Thank you very much. I'll add that to the list. I'll be checking that one out as well. Again, thank you very much. I guess there's a net coming up here in a little while, so I'm going to stand by. This is Kilo Fox 38, Bravo Papa Mike, standing by.
We declare, let you go. Whiskey Quebec 8, Tango Victor.
N9KOP portable.
This is KE8FGW portable.
Hi, this is WSDP 598. Can anybody hear me?
This is Kilo Kilo 7, and you Charlie Delta out here in King Ignis. I hear you loud and clear.
Oh, cool. I'm from Onaway. I'm just testing out this radio I got.
Very well. Yeah, no, it sounds great and aesthetic on my end.
Cool, thank you.
You're welcome. 73 to you, KK7ICD clear.
WSDP 598 clear.
This is NATZT, Onaway Station. You're coming in loud and clear just west of Indian River.
Was that a GMRS call sign error?
GMRS? November 8th, Papa Zulu Tango. I'm a general. I've been a ham since 91.
No, the other station. K-E-N-T-W.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah, that could be an issue. Anyway, well, good night. N-A-P-C-T.
Are you talking about myself, KK7ICD?
KK7ICD, N-A Papa Zulu Tango here, Stephen. I just heard the tail end of a conversation in a radio check asking for that from Onaway, and then my scan system decided to go straight to the next channel when the carrier dropped, so I had some issues getting back. If that was you, loud and clear, I'm about halfway to Melanson, west of Indian River on M68, heading westbound.
Very nice. No, I'm out of St. Ignace. I wasn't the station requesting that signal check, but it was somebody else. So I was responding to them. You must have caught something else, because I am also not a GMRS operator. Definitely I am.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification. Okay, then. Well, I'm sure that the individual can probably hear us. Hope they're ham. Everyone have a very fine evening. NAPCG clear.
No worries. You as well. Have a good evening, and I'll be clear. KK7IT.
NAPX. Yeah, there was a GMRS station on here a few minutes ago. So, everyone else, no worries, but the GMRS station, I'm not sure if he's aware he's on a ham repeater or not, but just making that general announcement. This is a amateur repeater. These are all amateur repeaters on the Northern Michigan Link Repeater Network. He may be trying to get to the GMRS repeater at Sheboygan. So, just general reference. November 8 Alpha Papa X-ray.
NADPX, NAPCG acknowledge that. That would be a 440 repeater though, wouldn't it be?
Correct, it'd be a UHF repeater. But I'm no stranger to programming a bunch of repeaters in and mislabeling stuff, so there's always that. We'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
Of course, I've made a few errors myself. This is a fairly new mobile rig, and somehow my tones got messed up, and I had to found I could manually program them without using the software. It's a DMR unit, so they tend to be very program heavy. But I was able to get them taken care of just through the menu system, which once you get used to it, really isn't that bad. So. GP25D radiosity. Other than that, I'm really happy with the radio. It's a decent mobile rig for the money. I really can't complain at all. Oh, heading into work. Appreciate the clarification on that. You have yourself a good evening, sir. Name here is Stephen. I'm out of Indian River.
All right, Stephen. I think we've talked once or twice. I'm up here in Sheboygan. So, yeah, that's a fine rig you got. You can't beat, for at least entry-level, low-cost DMR mobile. That's always a win-win. All right, have a good night at work. I'm going to finish up what we're doing here, 7-3. And at APX.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, I've got a PTEC 6x2 Pro for the handheld. I want the 578, but that's 450 and just a tad. About 200 for the radiosity, and a $37 mag mount that blends in with my black car's roof line very nicely without being obtrusive. For everything I'm doing, it's working out really well, so I am very, very pleased. I'll let you get back to what you're doing. I'll get back to the road. NAPCT, clear. 7-3.
7-3, NAPX.
NAPX. From WACOP.
WACOP and NAPX. Good evening, sir.
Yeah, good evening, Adam. Hey, I just wanted to mention the other day when you guys linked up to 9-4 at All-Star Node. I talked with that the owner of the node, and which links to the 9-4, and if you you guys ever need to do that, just go right ahead. You don't need need to ask. You got a standing permission to do so.
Oh, fantastic. I'm glad to know that. Yeah, it seems to be where everything's tracking right now is in that area. Last couple of good storms we've had went right through that neck of the woods, so I appreciate the heads up. Thank you.
No, absolutely. We're more than happy to help out. And, yeah, I'm hoping that the guy was a ham and just also has a GMRS license and threw that out by mistake. But something we definitely have to keep an eye on. All right, I'll let you get back at it. Have a good night, Adam. 73-WACOP.
Yeah, like I was saying, always for the benefit of the doubt. It's when you're two or three or four times that they start to have issues. It's actually not as bad as it used to be. I'm on 14674. That's part of the link system. And back in the day, deer season, oh man, just the people that would run around using it that weren't licensed was terrible. So knock on wood, we're doing pretty good right now. All right, 73 Chris, have a good evening. WATOP 88PX.